Welcome to the Spiritual Boss Babe podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to step into your power and manifest a life and business that sets your soul on fire, then you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie Bellinger, and I'm a mindset and success coach for spiritual entrepreneurs. I am obsessed with helping my fellow soul sisters shine their light and live out their purpose so they can experience more magic in everyday life. We all have a special purpose here, and we're meant to share our message and gifts with the world. You deserve to be fully supported emotionally, spiritually, and financially from doing your soul's work. Together, we can make a massive impact in the world, and it's time. So let's do this. Hello, my beautiful friend, and welcome back to the Spiritual Boss Babe podcast, or welcome if it is your first time listening. I got a juicy one for you today, all around embodying your conviction, your knowing, your innate knowing that you are capable of everything that you put your mind to, that bad bitch confidence that exists within you. Maybe you've lost your footing a bit and you just need a boost. This is the episode for you. I'm also going to be going into identity, recoding your identity, what that means, self-perception, how reality reflects who you be, and so much more. But before I dive in, I have a few announcements that I'm really excited to share. I'm doing a three-day free virtual live transmission called Embodied Conviction, and it's going to be happening on August 3rd to the 5th. And this is for soul-led leaders to go from, I don't know what's next for me, to this is who the fuck I am and what I'm masterful at. So watch out, world. It's all about embodying your knowing and how alignment is the new hustle. And I'm really excited to share this because it's been a hot minute since I've done a multi-day training. And if you've ever done any of my free things before, or my paid programs or whatever, you know that they're incredibly activating. So if you want in on this, go to the show notes and click the link or visit spiritualbossbabe.com/conviction. And I was inspired to share this and create this three-day transmission because I've been speaking to a lot of people, clients, and friends, and I've experienced a lot of this myself, but I've been speaking to a lot of people lately that have been going through some of the biggest, like, what in the actual fuck shifts in their life and in their businesses. And it's really shaken them to their core. It's had them questioning what's next. It's caused them to second guess their magic. It's caused them to shed the old, let go. And also simultaneously, it's been making them stronger and more resilient. And so I wanted to bring this to the table and bring us together to really dive into shift and shit. And anchoring into your conviction. So I would love to see you there and connect with you even deeper through these 3 days. So go to the show notes, click the link, pause it right now if you got to do it, and sign up to join me. Second, my Recode Mini Mind is starting in August. This is my final Mini Mind of the year. And my mini minds are like really immersive group vortexes where you will receive high level group and personalized support. And this specific mini mind is all around identity recoding and stepping into identity 2.0. So, you know, by now, like, on this journey of growth and expansion, we're always up leveling and peeling back layers and things that we're letting go of and stepping into the new, stepping into our next level, or rather remembering more of who we truly are. And so in the Recode Mini Mind, our focus is recoding, literally recoding your identity on a cellular, somatic, and energetic level by deprogramming some of the programs that are still running that have been keeping you small, that have maybe caused you to experience a plateau or feel spirals of shame come up or whatever. We're going to work on that. And I tailor these containers specifically to the individuals who join in as well. So it's a very intimate and supportive experience. And another amazing thing about being part of one of my mini minds is that you're going to be in a group of amazing souls, and you're going to get to connect with other badass soul-led women who are on this path with you. And it's just like a vortex. We amplify each other's energy. The last one I did was so supportive. The women in there were just cheering each other on, hyping each other up, holding beautiful space for each other as things came up. And in my spaces that I create, I don't necessarily like limit it to where you are on your journey. Like, I've had people that have been, you know, have created multiple six-figure businesses, to people who are in the intermediate stages, or people who are kind of like just starting to really put themselves out there, all in the same container. And it's really cool because everybody learns from each other, and everybody has something to bring to the table because of their energy and who they are. And I think that that is just incredibly supportive and powerful. And the main thing that I require for people to be in these kind of containers with me that I put together is where you are in your mindset, and, you know, what you are ready for to, you know, go all in on your dreams, on yourself, betting on your success, and, you know, that you are someone who values growth and expansion and continues to, you know, because it's a continued journey of growth and expansion. It doesn't end, you know? So if you want more information on the Recode Mini Mind, check out the show notes or message me, DM me on Instagram at the Spiritual Boss Babe. I will get you more information on that. It's going to be 5 weeks of group and personalized support at a very high level, meaning that you, like, I go all in when I open these spaces. You will feel and be extremely supported. And the investment for the Mini Mind right now is only $1,000. It's like a literal no-brainer, but it's going to be going up in a week. So if you want more info, message me on the gram or check out the show notes. So those are the two things I got coming: Embodied Conviction 3-Day and the Recode Mini Mind. And I would love to speak to you further to see if the Mini Mind is aligned for you. All right. So without further ado, let's get into the meat, the juice, the potatoes, all the things of today's episode. So last weekend, I wrapped up a really incredible experience from my M-Powered retreat that I did here in Austin, Texas, and it was so beautiful, and the women that came experienced like major transformation and expansion and sisterhood, and it really filled my heart with so much joy, and I realized that there was a theme that came up when they were sharing what they had experienced and what was one of the biggest transformation. And it was that they felt more embodied in their conviction. And one of the reasons why that was because they gave themselves permission to just fucking be themselves and do things the way that they wanted to do them. And so I'm going to bring a little bit of this conversation to this episode because it's been a common theme. And if you've been on the entrepreneurial journey, you may have learned things, right? Like, you may have learned different ways to put yourself out there, to run your business or whatever. And not everything probably has felt good. And what I hear so much from people is that they don't want to do things the overly masculine way, or, you know, they learned from such and such coach and it just didn't feel good to them. And they were chasing the metrics and the milestones and the money, and they lost sight of their vision, or they felt disconnected from themselves or their voice. And they just freaking reached a moment of burnout, or they started second guessing themselves. And so a big thing that we were talking about at the retreat was finding your intuitive strategy and understanding your human design and giving yourself permission to fucking make your own rules and to trust your intuition when it comes to everything that you are doing and everything that you're putting out there. And when we do that, we're able to just freaking take a breath. It's like a breath of fresh air, right? So I want you to take a moment while you're listening to this to just freaking breathe, breathe, and know that there is a way for you to operate in your life and in your business that is in full alignment with who you are at your core, and that feels exhilarating, that feels exciting, that feels fun, that feels enjoyable, and it doesn't need to involve the things that you don't like doing, that dim your light or, you know, stifle your expression. So I want to share a little bit of some of my stories that have supported me with embodying my conviction. And I also want to note that it's a journey, right? Like, I've had so many experiences on my journey where I felt on fucking fire, like embodying in my boss bitch energy, my conviction. Then I've had moments where I've questioned myself, and it really all comes back to my practices and certain reminders that I have for myself and the people that I surround myself with and so on. But if you've lost your footing a bit, and, you know, maybe you've been going through something lately that has had you feeling like you're starting over, or you've slipped back, or you're just feeling burnout or whatever, what is needed to get yourself back on your A game is courage, commitment, consistency, and conviction. And what's going to support you with all of that is having a ritual, having practices in place for yourself. Maybe you already do, but maybe it's time to shift it up. I know I'm shifting some of my stuff up. And also having community, people that you surround yourself with that are on the similar vibe, people that support you, because we're not meant to do this alone. And so I've had many experiences on my journey. Now, you may have heard me share some of this, but I have not always been a quote unquote confident person. I have not always been a very expressive person. I have stifled my expression for a long time growing up. I used to be mute in middle school. I was picked on. I, you know, was very shy. I was just like in my shell. And it took me a while to come out of that and build confidence and do things that got me out of my comfort zone. And I did things intentionally to anchor into my conviction and my knowing. And some of the things that have supported me with that, aside from getting out of my comfort zone, were quieting my mind on a regular basis, tuning into my own intuition and inner wisdom. And that's really what your conviction is. It's your inner knowing, right? It's your inner knowing. It's not like I believe this. It's a no, I fucking know this. Like, this is what I am doing. This is who I am. This is what I'm doing. This is what's happening. It's not a matter of if, it's not a matter of when, it's not a matter of how. It's like, it's already done. That's the energy. And it's a vibrational frequency. And sometimes we need to work that muscle, just like you need to work out at the gym to build your muscles and see the changes in your body. We work our muscle of conviction, of inner knowing, by trusting ourselves. And when it comes to what I was just saying before with like your business and putting yourself out there and all these things coming out of the woodworks that don't feel aligned, that can sometimes shake us out of our knowing, because it's like, oh, well, so-and-so said to do it this way, or, oh, this person's doing that, or, you know, this isn't working. So there must be something wrong with me or my program or whatever. And we can lose our footing and start to operate from the program again. And the program is the program. It's the freaking, the belief systems, the patterns, the overlays of our true self. It's the what's masking who we truly are. These programs that have been put into place in a multitude of ways. I'm not going to go super deep, but, you know, some of it's from your upbringing, some of it's from your experiences, and some of it has been conditioned through society, and some of it has been conditioned in other ways, different frequency distortions and stuff like that. But the point being is, we are so fucking powerful. And all it takes is disengaging from the programming deprogramming and anchoring into your conviction. And this is a process. And part of that process is your awareness and your resilience and your perspective. Something that has helped me on my journey so fucking much is my perspective. Like whenever I'm going through a really challenging time, I have a perspective of growth. I have a perspective of, even though like I could feel all of my emotions and the things that are coming up, and I could witness the stories and the thoughts that I know are not me, and I still have this perspective of, I'm learning from this. This is teaching me some really valuable lessons that are not easy, but I know that it's supporting me now and in the future. And I know that it's going to support me in embodying, not just embodying my conviction, but embodying my work, the things that I'm here to do in the world, the way that I'm able to support clients, because I've been through the shit, trust me, I've been through the shit. So like, I get it. And I get that it's not fucking easy all the time. And I do believe that it can be easier, but it really comes down to your perspective, right? Like if you're looking at something as challenging versus looking at something as, oh, this is challenging and I'm learning lessons I know that's going to support me. As you do that, you start to anchor more into your conviction, your power, your knowing. Another thing that always has helped me is to take inventory on my past experiences of growth. And trusting myself and reminding myself that I got this. Like I've already embodied so much of like so many lessons, and so have you. So take inventory on the lessons that you've embodied, the skills that you've mastered, all of the time, the energy, the financial investments that you have made in yourself to be the fucking woman you are today. Like own that shit. I want you to, like, after this episode, or take a note right now to, after this episode, journal on all of your growth moments, the moments of where you have embodied some deep wisdom that in deep medicine that you're here to share with other people. That's going to support you in embodying your conviction and really owning that even more. And so that's something that's really helped me too. So we do this dance though. We do this dance sometimes between anchoring into our knowing and fucking forgetting. And this is why I am so passionate about talking about consciousness and our multidimensional gifts and really recoding ourselves on a cellular level, because that dance becomes few and far between, or it happens less. Right? Like you will become more anchored in who you truly are and your conviction, so much so that anytime there's a silly story that's totally not true, you won't entertain it. Or you might entertain it for way less than you used to. Or you'll be able to shift it in the moment. This is self-mastery and also energetic mastery, energetic alchemy. You, instead of spiraling into the stuff, learn how to feel, oh, what's coming up for me? That's interesting. And, you know, lean into that and from a different energy than previously. And this also supports you in anchoring into who you truly are and really recoding yourself. So I believe that a lot of us, especially those of us who have our star seeds, healers, light workers, you know, those of us with a big, you know, mission, a soul mission, and we know it, we came here for that. This is what I see, at least with a lot of people, have extra layers of things at times because of past experiences or past life experiences. Like you got the witch wound, right? Being afraid to be fully seen in your power, fully seen in your, you know, mystical self with your galactic magic or whatever. And I believe that there are programs in place to purposely keep people from shining their fucking light. And the good news is, It's easy to recode that stuff. It does take consistency, commitment, courage, and conviction, though, because you know, we've been operating from a program for so long, and the ego doesn't want to die, and or it doesn't want to lose power or control. And its job is really to protect you, but really most of the time keeps you in a freaking box. And so the larger aspect of ourself, our God self, is like, hey, like, this is what's possible. You have the desires you have because it's like a future memory. It's already done. You're feeling into that frequency. And so in order to bridge that gap, you've got to anchor into your conviction, your fucking knowing. And what comes up a lot is the in-between phase from that, right? So you got your God self saying, hey, like, this is what I'm doing, this is what you're capable of. And then you have the ego that's like, no, I don't know, but like, what if people judge me? What if people reject me? It's like the angel and devil on your shoulder kind of thing. And that's why it takes courage. It takes courage. And this is where the whole it's not always easy comes in, because that courage requires you to challenge not even just old belief systems, but your old identity. That's not actually who you really are. Identities that you've been unconsciously clinging onto because it's what you've always known, or it's just, you know, you've been in the program. And so the courage piece, the bravery, comes from breaking out of that. I've experienced this. I mean, I recently experienced this. I just shared this at the retreat too, with the girls that were here, that I for so long was so nervous to do public speaking. And even just in this last year, I got over it. And that is surprising to some people because, you know, I have a big online presence. I got the podcast. But when it came to in-person stuff, it wasn't like I was mentally nervous, but my body was like, oh shit, like, what's going on? Like, you know, and I didn't fully see myself as someone who was a confident public speaker. And this is where self-concept comes in and how you see yourself. And so in this last year, I had to gain the courage and bravery to choose a different identity and action and belief in the moment. And so I'll share a little bit about that story. So I've been asked to speak at different things in Austin several times, and I would low-key like make excuses of why I couldn't in the past. You know, I got something going on, whatever. I would just like avoid it. And I was asked to speak on a panel at this event several months ago, and I had a moment of like, oh crap, like, I don't know if I want to do this. And then I decided, I said, you know what? No, like, I've been saying I'm going to do more live things. I'm going to do more speaking, blah, blah, blah. Like, I know that that's my next evolution. That's the next iteration of my work and things that I want to do. And I see myself speaking at big events and doing big events and stuff like that. And so if I am serious about that, then I've got to be courageous and say yes to this thing, get my mind, my body, my energy on board, and see myself as someone who's not only fucking capable, but who is amazing at public speaking. And so I gathered the courage and I freaking did it. And it was great. It's great. And then I just was like, wow. Okay. And that wasn't the first time I spoke at an event. I spoke at a couple events before, but this was the first time that I actually had zero nervousness, like none, like my heart rate didn't even escalate. And it's okay if it does, but like, you know, I wanted to feel completely grounded in my body. And before, I wasn't grounded in my body. My mind was clear and not nervous, but my body was like freaking out. But this last time, my body was grounded. I was present and in my conviction and confidence. And I was so proud of myself. And so that's what I mean with courage. Like, courage is needed. And you already know this, and this is a reminder, but the ego can be tricky. It can give you, make you want to make up excuses, like how I wanted to like back out on these speaking things, even though my higher self, my God self was like, yo, we got to do this. My little self was like, no, and I'm scared. So I'm saying this because sometimes you need to hear it, you know, like, and I'm lovingly calling you out, calling you in, whatever. But you need to have courage, and the things that you want to experience and do and receive and share in the world, the next level of income you want to make, the next level of impact, whatever, it's all going to require courage, continuous courage, continuous courage. Because I guarantee you, every one of us who's putting ourselves out there and doing these things, we have moments of, you know, still feeling fear and doing the things anyway. But what's the most important is learning how to regulate your nervous system, feel anchored in who you are, and see yourself as the version who is fucking doing it. Not just see yourself as the version who's doing it, but like getting that embodied. And so this is where the work comes in, and around recoding your identity. And this is what we're doing in the mini mind with the identity recoding, is getting your whole being on board spiritually, energetically, emotionally, physically, your whole being, meaning the true full nature of who you are, so that you don't fall back into the programming and, you know, you have support on the journey, because it truly is like a multidimensional approach of mastering your emotions, learning how to navigate yourself and coach yourself, learning how to ground and support your body and feeling safe in different scenarios and situations, and unplugging from the fucking program that is absolutely so far from the truth of who you are. So far from the truth of who you are, like for real. So if you've been in a season of, you know, massive growth and expansion, and it's been feeling a little bumpy in the last year, and you've been like, what the fuck? I don't know what's going on. There's another thing that I want to share around that before I wrap this up. But if you've been in that phase, because I feel like it's a really big theme lately, I believe also that there's nothing wrong with you, duh. But also, I believe that a lot of people have been either outgrowing the way that they used to do things, or maybe you have built from a foundation that hasn't been fully aligned with who you are, or hasn't been fully authentic with who you are. And so sometimes the universe like throws us a curveball and shakes shit up, because it's like, yo, this is not how we're doing it anymore. This isn't how we're doing it anymore. This isn't how we're showing up anymore. This needs to go, that needs to go. And so certain situations happen in your reality to bring stuff up to the surface so that you can make conscious decisions in the moment to learn the lesson, to shift the thing, to do the thing differently. I had someone in my last mini mind who had this exact thing going on, where she has a beautiful, successful business, and she's does really beautiful, like multidimensional work, soul-led stuff. And she was feeling on fire, had her biggest income year in like 2022. And then she started to feel burnt out. She started to feel like she was chasing the milestones and the money and all that. And she started to feel disconnected to who she was. And it was because she was wanting to do things a different way, and she lost track of that. And so she had certain things happening, things slowing down, whatever, and it was just redirecting her back to her truth, back to her power, back to her alignment. And with the work that we did in the mini mine, she was able to start selling out. She sold out her program. She filled another event that she was doing. People were reaching out to her. People were really feeling her energy and wanting to know more about how to work with her. And things really started moving again for her just because of some energetic shifts that we did, some embodiment work, and really tuning into her aligned strategy with how she was going about things. And part of this is fucking giving yourself permission to do it your way and to understand what that even looks like. Because, there are core, foundational things to consider when you are expanding your business and your impact and all of that. And then there's also your intuitive strategy and the aligned way of going about it that actually fills you up, and also trusting your channel, right? A lot of us are, a lot of everyone pretty much in my realm that is, listens to my podcast or is in my community, most people are very much channels, intuitives, mediums, and it's so important for us to trust our channel. And I think that a lot of times we get hung up on all the things that we should do, or should in quotes, or just the content creation, and look at it in a way that feels limiting versus expansive. And the way that I operate with people is like, there's the core strategies, like I said, and then also there's fucking opening your channel, speaking your truth, dropping your wisdom, and having your energy and conviction behind it. That's how it's felt. That's how it pours through you. That's how people reach out and they're like, oh my God, like, what do you got going on? And it's an energy that's felt along with the words that you're putting out, how you're showcasing your work, your message, your offers, and everything. But this embodied conviction and this next level identity 2.0, it filters out and impacts every area of your life. I'm going to make a separate episode on like the relationship stuff, because I have a whole freaking like how I started embodying my conviction and more of who I truly am in relationships, and it's made a huge impact in that area of my life, which I'm excited to share about. So this pours out into every area of life is what I'm getting at. And it's important to stay on the path of growth and evolution and continue to get yourself support on the way. Because I know for me, if I didn't have the support that I've had from coaches, mentors, my soul family, the people in my life, like I would probably just, it would not be fun. It wouldn't be fun. I would get in my head and, my growth would be a lot slower, right? And so having people in your realm, in your life, in your community is just imperative. And something that I'm really excited about doing is really deepening my community, my the way that I want my community to feel online and in person. And I'm even stepping into that 2.0, and I'm starting that more so with the 3-day live event, Embodied Conviction. And I'm really excited to just connect with more of you on a deeper level, whether it's through my free things, whether it's through my mini mind, whatever, and really support you and amplify your energy and be your hype girl and offer some really valuable guidance and wisdom to support your expansion into your next evolution of self, the next evolution of your soul's work, and ultimately to just really fucking be so good and grounded and solid in who you are so that your reality can reflect all of that and you can experience the greatest level of fulfillment and freedom, because as within, so without. So I'm going to leave this episode here and wrap it up with a nice little bow. If you loved this episode, if you're getting a lot of value out of the podcast, come tag me when you listen. It like really lights me up. Seriously, I geek out. So come tag me on Instagram at The Spiritual Boss Babe. If you're loving it, leave me a review on iTunes. Tell me what you love about it. I would love that as well. As you probably have heard me say on multiple episodes, like seriously makes me so happy and so excited. And come join me for Embodied Conviction, the free 3-day training visit the show notes. If you want to know more about the Mini Mind, reach out, connect with me on Instagram at the Spiritual Boss Babe. Happy to talk, to share more, to answer any questions. And I'm excited. So I will see you soon. I love you so much and have a magical night.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button. If you want extra motivation to manifest a life and business that you're obsessed with, then find me on Instagram at thespiritualbossbabe or visit spiritualbossbabe.com. I love you and appreciate you so, so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. I hope you have a magical day.